Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage, use it to your to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You know, folks, there's a song that I'm thinking about right now that John Denver sang about 25 years ago. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. And right now I'm thinking of that song because we've been having a lot of difficulty this hour getting our guests lined up. And this is very unusual. As you know, this almost never happens, especially the two individuals that we have on this hour. But we're going to keep trying to get Mark Allen on the line. But in the meantime, I want to continue to talk about what I was saying a minute in the last segment. And Philippa joined us. Philippa Games joined us at the end there. And that is you can call this my reaction or my thinking about the survey that Chuck Martin took of small business owners about their work-life balance. And if you remember, I pointed out he pointed out in the last hour that it seems that in the research that was done recently about work-life balance with small business owners, that the numbers of people who were balanced, who felt they had balance between their work and their life as a small business owner, had gone down significantly. And if I'm not mistaken, it was cut in half from 3 years previously. And I proposed that perhaps the pace of change, the velocity of the marketplace, has increased so much over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years that maybe that's creating an extra level of anxiety, an extra level of excitement in your life. And I don't mean good excitement, maybe negative excitement. And I think that that's happened to me. I've noticed it myself. And one of the things I've been thinking about that as I got that information from Chuck, I've been thinking about what if I'm correct, if what I think is correct about why it's happening, and I don't know any other reason. Business is pretty good in general. Small business owners are not doing too badly. The economy, with all the challenges we have, there are challenges, is not going that badly. But maybe the business, the way business is going well, maybe that's adding extra stress. Taking advantage of opportunities is a good thing, but it's also a high-class problem. Because those opportunities take time. You have to work on them. You have to work at them. And then you've got all these, you know, all these new customers that you have and all this increased level of commitment to and by your customers, from you to them and them to you. All this new level of commitment adds extra stress, doesn't it? Because you gotta perform. You've got to do what you said you were gonna do. You sold something and now you've got to deliver. And then once you deliver the product and you collect the money, now you got to follow up with the service afterwards. And so maybe that's part of it. But to the degree that it is technology, that it is the pace of change, the velocity of the marketplace. I'm gonna remind you of something that I learned a long time ago, and you've heard me say this before, when we were talking about our personalities and about how we are in life, how we've grown up in life. Someone once told me once that you're either a reaction to your raising or a product of your raising. And what I took that to mean is the way you're raised, you know, our parents are like all of us. They made their mistakes. They did some things good. They did some things not so good. And they know it. We know it. But in terms of how we were raised, that we didn't think was very good, maybe something we didn't like, we now look back and say, you know, they worked me too hard, or they didn't let me do this or that. You either are a product of that or a reaction to that. If you thought you had it tough, you didn't have enough money, or you were neglected, or maybe whatever it might have been. So you have a question to ask yourself. Am I a product of my raising or a reaction to my raising? If you're a product of your raising, you take what was presented to you and you create something from that that's good. If you're a reaction to your raising, you always think of how you were raised as negative, and you spend the rest of your life reacting to it and being mad about it and letting that determine how you live your life. Well, I want to apply that same thing, that same philosophy, that same approach, reaction and product, to the world that we face, the world that we have in front of us, the technology that we use, the tools that are available, and the challenges and opportunities. And when we come back, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, are these things, are they products? Are you making a product out of them? We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's just you and me. And I'm talking about the stress in your life as a small business owner. You know, our business and our lives as small business owners weave a very fine seam between those two. It's an almost imperceptible difference between our work and our business and our lives, our personal lives. And you know that. If you're a small business owner, you know that very well. And if you are not a small business owner, but you want to be, that's a little bit of warning there. I'm giving you a little bit of word of caution there that you need to realize what's happening. And so, again, this research showed that work-life balance had decreased for small business owners. Chuck Martin's research showed that. And so I wonder if maybe all these things that are available to us today, if we've made them more, if we've reacted more to them, then we have made a product out of them. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. If your email is bogging you down, if you're having difficulty with your day, getting things done, and because of all the email, Philippa mentioned she had 400 and something trash emails that she had to go through to make sure she got the right one. Well, you know, there are devices, there are programs that will help you manage those things. So the reaction is to be mad at it and to be frustrated and to use all your day going through those. And maybe even to some people say, I'm not going to use email because it's so unproductive. The product way to look at that is to say, you know what? Email is like traffic. I don't like the traffic, but I still have to get places. And so I deal with it, and I learn how to deal with it. I come up with ways to deal with it. I'd leave at different times, or I take the mass transit, or whatever I might do to deal with traffic. It's the same thing with email. You have to think of it, and you have to be a product of that technology, and to make sure that you've got all the tools that you need to make sure that it helps you take advantage of it, because That same capability that you may get so aggravated at about because of all the spam is also the one that allows you to deliver in an instant a proposal to a prospect or a customer on the other side of the planet and have them look at your information and email you back and say, I'll take it. When can I have it delivered? How do we exchange our money, et cetera, et cetera. So when you look at email, are you reacting to the things you don't like about it, or have you learned how to make a product out of the productive part of email? Same thing with online strategy. You know, in terms of your own online strategy, do you have one? Is it working for you? Are your competitors beating you online? Are they making your business less competitive because of online? So you have two choices. Are you going to either react to that and be mad at it and complain about it and be unproductive, continue to be uncompetitive, or are you going to do something about it? Are you going to hire the people who can bring you into the 21st century with your online strategy? Which one? You get to choose. Just like you got to choose whether you were reacted to your raising or you were a product of your raising. You get to choose. That's the good thing about being a human being and living in a free societies is you get to choose. And whatever decision you make is the one you're going to have to live with. And you're going to have to pay the consequences for or reap the benefits of. So which is it? You have to decide. Don't ask me. Don't ask me to decide for you. You have to decide yourself. Also, from the standpoint of operating your business, growing your business, how do you know which way to grow your business? How do you know when to hire an employee? How do you know when to not hire an employee, to unhire an employee? All of these things are choices that you have. And there are things happening in the marketplace that's adding pace to all those decisions. It's causing decisions that you make today to be obsolete much more quickly than they were, say, 10, 20 years ago. If you decide to sell a product or a service, you develop a strategy around that, you take it to market. 10 years ago, you could expect that to be a valid plan for at least a year. 20 years ago, certainly. Maybe more than that. Maybe 5 years. Maybe 10 years. Today, a decision you make, a strategy you develop, a product or service you take to market, may be valid a year from now, but not without some adjustments, not without some changes. So you constantly have to be checking your position with competitors, with the way the marketplace is moving, with what customers want. And so you have a choice. Are you going to react to the need to change and be negative and grumpy and unproductive about it? And basically ride that attitude right into failure? Or are you going to be a product of that and say, you know what, in this challenge that I'm looking at, there's also an opportunity, and I'm going to find it. And the difference between today and 10 years ago is you have to look for those opportunities. You have to turn those challenges into opportunities on a much more frequent basis than you used to. And I think that may be why some of the folks are feeling a little more stressful right now, a little less balanced. I think that's going to get better the more of us who decide to be products of our environment rather than react to our environment. I've got something completely different I want to talk about after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. It's 10:10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.